5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Morning, 8:37 here on WMAL. While Washington comes to talk, Vince Colonnais here alongside Dr. Sebastian Gorka in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Good morning, Dr. Gorka.
Greetings, Vince.
Nice to have you here, sir. I want to play Congressman Trey Gowdy yesterday, ripping on conflicts of interest that he sees in the Robert Mueller investigation. Listen to this.
So this agent in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump. He said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero.
That is a lot.
And when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is the conflict of interest free special agent assigned.
That was Trey Gowdy yesterday talking to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Joining us now, Andrew McCarthy. He's a former federal prosecutor and a contributing editor at National Review. Andrew, thank you for joining us. And tell me, do you have confidence right now in the state of the Mueller investigation?
Well, thanks very much for having me. And it's a surprising delight to be chatting with my pal, Seb Gorka, too. How are we doing there, Seb?
Great, and great to have you on, Andy.
You'll be delighted to know that somebody asked me for a publicity shot yesterday, and all I had was a picture of Seb and I at some Washington thing. So I told them to just, you know, leave the good-looking guy and prop out the other, and they sent me back a picture of Seb. So I don't know what the
flattery will get you everywhere.
But I was a conservative prosecutor in New York. All my friends were, many of my friends there were liberal Democrats. We all had political opinions. It's not wrong for people in investigation to have partisan political opinions, but you can't allow them to infect your enforcement of your duties or your analysis. And it looks very clearly here in connection with these texts that they crossed the line from mere political banter to infecting the conduct of their responsibilities with their political agenda. And it was done, and this is the most important part, it was done at the very time when we now know that they were presenting to the FISA court some information. We don't know what the form of the information they presented it was, but information that came from what turns out to be a Clinton campaign document that it's at least alleged, and now it's even more credibly alleged because of what we're seeing in these texts, it's alleged that it was presented to the FISA court as if it were a refined American intelligence product, which if that happened, and we need to find out if that happened, but if that happened, that's a huge problem.
Andy, you've been doing some of the best writing on all of these issues. Do we have a fundamental problem here with the Office of Special Counsel in general that always seems to go astray? And can we trust now any decision, any finding that comes out of Mueller's investigative team?
Well, you know, Seb, I didn't want there to be a special counsel, and I argued pretty energetically against it because I don't like the institution. It had nothing to do with Mueller. I didn't know that Mueller would be the guy. But, you know, in this country in particular, we have a tradition, which is that a crime happens and then we assign a prosecutor. What we don't do is, and this should be frightening to anyone, assign a prosecutor and tell him to go off and look for a crime.
Right. They do that in communist countries, usually, or fascist countries.
Yeah, and that's precisely why we don't do it here. And what I think, you know, you end up with here is something that's very akin to something else they do in fascist countries that we have a Fourth Amendment to protect ourselves from, which is like a general warrant. So you not only have a prosecutor who's assigned without a crime, you basically, you know, Rosenstein took the position that he's not only going to let Mueller follow the facts wherever they go, which is what, you know, the proud boast of prosecutors is no fear or favor, right? We follow the facts wherever they go. He decided to let Mueller pick out what facts to follow. So here's why this is a big problem. If you give somebody a counterintelligence investigation, which is what they gave to this special counsel, that's just an information gathering exercise, and it has no beginning and no end. When you assign someone to investigate a crime, at least that's a concrete transaction that has elements that a prosecutor has to prove. There's a certain discipline to how you go about proving it, and it's got a beginning and an end. This guy's got no limitations on his warrant, and I happen to think that Mueller is a very upright guy, but I wouldn't give that kind of power to anyone.
In addition to the known donations to Democrats that we've seen from the Mueller team, these text messages sent around by a member of the Mueller team who also investigated Hillary Clinton, we now also have a Department of Justice official who we know withheld the fact from the Justice Department that he was working with Fusion GPS last year and that his wife actually worked for Fusion GPS. Is your faith in the Justice Department shaken at all by all of this?
Well, you know, look, I wrote probably for the last 8 years more than anyone else did that the Justice Department that I knew and loved had been horribly politicized during the Obama years. So having been jaded by that, I can't say I'm crushed to learn this new information because, you know, I've been crushed enough over the last 8 years that this is just sort of the latest thing. But I do think that this is a weightier allegation. Because now what you're talking about, and this is the real collusion. I mean, I think we have parallel collusions in the 2016 election. There's the Trump-Russia thing, which seems to have very little in the way of factual underpinning for these suspicions of collusion. And then there's the collusion that no one has wanted to examine and no one has looked at, which is the degree to which the Obama administration put the intelligence and law enforcement arms of this government in the service of the Hillary Clinton political campaign. And that's the collusion, I think, that really needs investigation.
We're almost out of time. One final question, Andy. After we know yesterday from the hearing about Peter Strzok, who was in charge of the Hillary investigation, should this man be working at the FBI, especially in the HR department, where he has access to all kinds of information?
Well, you know, look, he clearly ought to be investigated, and he's got rights in connection with that investigation, and I'm not one for overrunning everyone's rights. And I've had people who were pro-Trump people, pro-Flynn people, who tell me that this guy, whatever you think of his politics, is a very good counterintelligence agent and has done good work in that connection. So, Seb, I think he ought to be scrutinized very carefully,
right?
But he ought to have whatever rights he has.
Yeah, Congressman Jim Jordan telling us this morning he'd like to subpoena him before the House Judiciary Committee. Andrew McCarthy, thank you very much. Net from National Review, really appreciate your insight this morning.
Thank you, Andy.
Thanks, Jed. Great to talk to you.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life.
And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.